Julie Johnson joins us. Julie is the president of the Minnesota Organization for Habilitation and Rehabilitation. It's MOHR, acronym MOHR, M-O-H-R. At the Capitol in St. Paul today, Julie, welcome to Ox in the Afternoon.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Julie. Well, this is really interesting. I know it affects our own Wakosa here in the St. Cloud area, and learning a little bit about what you guys were trying to get across today at your rally, I didn't realize all the intricacies of this, providing jobs for the disabled and all the jobs that they provide, all the services they provide for us. So, Julie, maybe kind of just give us kind of a one sheet of what it is that your organization works with and then what you were asking for at the Capitol today.
Sure. MOHR is an organization that supports members across the state of Minnesota who provide day enrichment and employment services for people with disabilities. So we help people get jobs, we do day activities, community integration, a lot of really meaningful services so that people with disabilities can engage and thrive in their community. So today was Disability Services Day at the Capitol, and we were virtual again this year, but we take that opportunity to let legislators know about the importance of disability services and what we really need. And our main focus today at the Capitol was to get across the message, and everybody knows there's a workforce shortage in our state, of course, but in disability services, the workforce shortage is devastating. Group homes are starting to close, huge waiting lists for day and employment services, so people don't have access to the services that they need. So our rate reimbursement system is set by the legislature, so we're looking to increase wages for the staff that we have to drive more people to work in our industry and provide these necessary services and supports for people.
So this is these are support staff or the support people to help facilitate the disabled to actually be able to go out and work and perform jobs for businesses and organizations and whatnot.
Yeah, they people will go out and work. People will go out and do community integration. They might do volunteering. There's a number of things that our DSPs, we call them, our direct support staff, provide those services to help people have that engagement opportunity. And the wages for the direct support professionals that we have are set by that kind of rate framework that we have, and they're really behind what industry has for, you know, fast food and Target and all of the big box stores and all of those places have the ability to raise their prices and mm-hmm. they can raise their wages. Our wages are and our rates are set at the legislature, so we don't have that flexibility to meet that need and get those wages up to where they really need to be to recruit staff.
Really? Is this for the disabled workers or the staff
for the staff that provide the services.
So really? So where does the money come from then, Julie, that the staff gets paid?
So we get paid through a mechanism called the Disability Waiver Rate Setting Methodology, and there's an extensive process, and it's a mix of federal and state dollars that pay our rates. And one of the things that drives that is our base wage. And our base wage compared to like occupations has been running, you know, 17 to 20% behind other wage rates. And so you just can't drive staff to the industry. Meaningful careers, people love the jobs, they want to give back, but they also have to pay their bills and they just can't afford to do that.
Wow. I didn't realize that. Now, the businesses, however, who hire some of these people, right, like mm-hmm. like the folks that might work through Wakosa in our area and other places, the businesses actually pay, right? They pay a wage to the worker somehow, right, through those organizations?
Yep. So we, some of the organizations provide supported job sites where a business would pay Wakosa to have maybe a work crew come out with a supervisor mm-hmm. and do work at their industry. They may hire people directly and pay competitive wages for those folks to get to do jobs for them. And then places like Wakosa will provide supports needed to help somebody get that job done.
And can I assume then that having a shortage in these workers, these staff workers, then is a shortage for these people these disabled folks who want to work and want to do these things, and there's just nobody to help facilitate them to do so?
Yeah, there's nobody to help facilitate them to find jobs. There's nobody to help with job supports. So what happens is, you know, in a recent Moore survey of our 100 organizations, we have over 3,500 people sitting on a wait list who can't come to their day and employment provider because we don't have the staff to support them. So then those folks will stay home, and maybe they live independently, maybe they live with family, maybe they live in a group home, and the group home doesn't have staff to staff during the day either. So we're kind of at a pivotal, critical point in disability services that we need to make some long-term sustainable changes to make sure that the wages and benefits are where they need to be so that we can have staff to provide the services.
So the demand is there for these workers. The workers are there to fill that demand, but they can't make it happen because there's nobody to coordinate it because the wages are so low.
Yeah, you know, the wages are low. We don't have support staff. You know, every industry has a shortage of employees. So, yes, we would love to have more people in the workforce. We would love to be able to support more people to go out and work for these businesses to help them get the work done that they need to be to have done. But we just can't pay the wages and get the staff to provide the support. So that's our message at the Capitol, is we really need to have meaningful services to make sure everybody's included in the community equally.
So what's the ask? I mean, what can you do?
So we have a couple of bills. So we have a bill in the Senate, which is a long-term workforce sustainability bill. So Senate File 2771 and House File 3100, that's getting at raising those wages and making a meaningful change so that we can recruit the staff we need. There's also another bill, Senate File 2968, House File 3268, that's got some more short-term retention bonuses, child care supports, and other things that we would need in the short term to drive workers to our industry.
So some of these jobs then would be, I mean, is it everything from driving the bus, for instance, and picking people up and dropping them off, to running office stuff, to actually networking with businesses to provide that liaison?
Yep, that's right. There's a wide variety of job opportunities that people have. What we need the most is direct support professionals and employment specialists who will work directly with the folks that we serve and help them engage in their community, help them go out and volunteer, help them go out and find a job. But yes, we need bus drivers. We need to draw workers across the spectrum of jobs.
Wow. Well, a new world. I didn't realize that this structure was there. And Julie, we'll appreciate you joining us. And hopefully with the surplus now and everything, now is the time to strike.
We hope so, too. So my ask for your listeners would be, talk to your legislators. Tell them that you need to support people with disabilities to engage in the community like everybody else does. And thank you so much for taking the time to let me talk with you today.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, Julie, president of the Minnesota Organization for Habilitation and Rehabilitation, MOHR, M-O-H-R, Julie Johnson. Good luck. Thank you. Thanks for being on Ox in the Afternoon.
Thank you.
There you have it. Who knew? All this stuff going on out there. The legislature has redrawn their boundaries, and one of those boundaries is District 10B, covering part of the KNSI listening area. It's a bit of a stretch, I think, but I think a little bit there anyway. Isaac Schultz is the guy who has thrown his hat in the ring to be the new state representative from District 10B, joining us to talk about his candidacy here in just a few moments after the news. And we've covered a lot of ground: Ukraine, electric cars, etc. Let's have at it for open lines after 4:30. This is KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon.